Can't you see it? The world powered by solar and renewable energy. Here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
The holidays are all about sharing with family. Meals, couches, stories, grandma's secret pecan pie recipe. And now, you can also share a cart with Instacart's family carts. Everyone can add what they want to one group cart from wherever they are. So you don't have to go from room to room to find out who wants cranberry sauce, or who should get mini marshmallows for the yams, or collecting votes for sugar cookies versus shortbread. Just share a cart and then share the meals and the moments. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Alrighty, AMA, as we do every single Wednesday at this time. But prior to that, a hello to Mr. Ben Davis in studio with us for the next 3 hours. Good morning, Benjamin.
Top of the morning to you.
And Merry Christmas to you.
Yes.
Did I get that right? Or
hey, it
nailed
works.
It works today,
this
right?
This time of the year, it works.
It works today. And yes. It's also happy Hanukkah to you.
Thanks, buddy.
You know, and happy everything to everybody. All right, John, we do AMA every Wednesday at this time.
Ask Me Anything's brought to you by Busch Auto Group. Shop a wide selection of Nissans, Infinities, and hundreds of pre-owned vehicles at BushAutoGroup.com. Philly rides with us.
Seltzer, what do people want to know today?
Right.
I'm ready to be an answer provider.
Oh, yeah, sure. All right.
That's not always your MO.
It's never the MO.
Well, settle down.
Rarely. All right. You just mentioned Christmas. Let's start with this. GoBirds86 asks, what is the most underrated favorite Christmas present you've ever received?
Oh, boy.
Answer giver.
Well, how
guy.
Can something be underrated and your favorite at the same time? I don't even know what to make of that. It's
well,
underrated.
He's saying
but it's
like not like the biggest present you ever get.
You
it's not like
expecting
a, oh, I got a,
it.
Yeah.
Well, I wasn't expecting anything. I was 4 years old.
I think it's more like not like oh, I got a video game system that was so cool. It's oh, I got this little thing that I didn't think was that cool and ended up being amazing.
My answer is Ted.
Oh, you're
my stuffed
bear.
Animal.
So that should have been your first answer anyway. You still have it.
I do. So I love it, and it's Ted, and it's my buddy. Yeah, my stuffed animal Ted when I was 0 years old. I was like 8 months old. Ted
came
into my life.
I don't know if Ted's
life.
Underrated, though. I mean, you
maybe
still
not.
Have
well, I don't have underrated then.
All right, answer giver. Great
bad
job.
Bad question. Underrated, bad question.
Your childhood
underrated and favorite?
Teddy bear?
It's incongruent.
Your childhood teddy bear.
Still
is
have
your
it.
Answer?
Still have it, John.
We know.
Yeah.
That's kind of a loser thing.
Ted and still. Dog.
Like,
yeah, know.
I mean, like, you carry it around, you sleep with it?
No, but it's...
Only on special occasions.
Why are you bragging that you still have it? That's weird.
Because I would never get rid of Ted or Dog.
Well, what? Oh, that's
Dog?
Dog okay. was when I was born, and Ted was my
dog?
First Christmas.
Bad
Dog
names.
And Ted.
Dog.
Dick Cameron.
Clever
bad
job there.
Names.
Horrendous. What's your answer to the question?
They're horrendous names.
Do you have an answer here?
All right, what is it? What am I being
underrated
asked?
And great? Something like that.
Christmas present.
Underrated, great Christmas presents. My son got me an automatic knife that
ooh.
Was very discreet. It was you press the button, click. I don't know how he got it. It might be illegal that I have it. My son, I thought it was the coolest gift ever. He got it in a different place. He got it back to me somehow. And I love
it. I
love
like
him so much to begin with.
Custom siphon you're just talking
about. Yeah, no. Thank you. Thank you, son. I hope I'm not in trouble.
All right. Yeah, let's
very go. Nice.
What do you use it for?
It just sits on my desk in
okay,
my
so it's
room.
Not,
and
I thought it was like a cooking knife,
I'll
maybe.
Open things. Like
oh,
this
okay.
time of year,
yeah,
I'll open boxes.
Sure.
Yeah.
Just to feel cool.
Lots
yeah.
of times.
Just to feel cool.
Yeah.
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 All right, Joe, question from the text line. Joe, you haven't mentioned your book in a while. Any updates?
Yeah, I got it to the publisher. So me and a publisher have aligned, and it'll come out in 2025. I mean, it's in their hands now, the editor. And I'm excited about it.
Wow, look at you.
Yeah, it's actually going to happen. Like this.
Show to camera author.
For the second time, but for the first time with a real publisher, not that self-publishing nonsense I did years ago and the book went nowhere. No, it'll be probably summer 2025, exact date to be determined. hopefully August or September, and I'm excited about it. I'll tell you all about it when we get closer.
All right. But
it's actually going to happen.
We'll see.
And I would encourage people to buy it, but you know, that's just
okay.
me.
Yeah, there it is. Yeah. Buy my book.
Do you think we could book you to promote it?
Oh, you know what? That's an interesting question.
Yeah.
For pay, yes.
Yeah, exactly.
If you pay me to be on this show, I will promote the book.
I think you're already being paid to be on the show. One more. Richie, this one's for you from Master Cliggs.
Yeah.
Says, Richie, my buddy reminded me of a concert we went to at the TLA close to 20 years ago where we moshed with you. The band was called Wolf Mother. We were in high school at the time. You had long hair then. Do you remember?
Of course. Unbelievable.
Nice.
No bassist.
Wolf Mother.
The bassist, the guy who should be playing bass, actually makes the bass line on a keyboard that is like a rock keyboard that he puts in front of. Anyway, he's amazing. That band was amazing. Where did Wolf Mother go? Yes, I remember that show. I got a sign from that show that hangs on my son's wall to this day.
Wow, that's cool.
I loved it. Yeah, I remember it fondly.
Look at you. All right.
Wolf Mother. Do you guys remember this band?
No.
It was so...
No.
Never heard of it in my life. Never heard of it in my life.
It was right around 2000...
Do you remember this band that had one album?
2007. It sounded like Led Zeppelin. It sounded like Led Zeppelin. They were from Down Under. And it was... just check it out. It was, man,
that's
so
a compliment.
Great.
All right.
But they disappeared. I'm not sure why.
How about that? All right. AMA, with that, we shut it down. All right, your chance to get into the conversation today, 215-592-9494. Ben joining us for the next couple hours. Ben, you heard us first hour talking about underrated, under-discussed aspect of this football team.
Mm-hmm.
What hits you there? Because there's so much that has led to this greatness. What do you think hasn't maybe gotten enough credit?
I know he's been talked about a lot, but Jalen Carter is a difference maker. I mean, this guy he's all over the place.
He is all over the place. He could be the defensive player of the year.
He could be.
I don't know if, John, he probably won't get it, right? Just probably won't. But maybe he deserves it. I mean, they're number one in defense. Maybe he deserves it.
It's hard to say.
I mean, it's not going to Parsons this year. Let's talk about the great guys. Chris Jones.
T.J. Watt.
Chris Jones. Who else are we even talking about?
Quinyon, obviously.
But
Quinyon.
I don't know. I really don't. I'm not sure.
But it's so new. This
Zach
idea.
Bond?
Chris Jones is a guy that everyone knows that offenses are going to have to plan for him.
Yeah.
This is new. You know, this idea that Jalen Carter is the next big name, this is a fresh idea in the NFL. He could very well, you know, he has burst onto the scene officially.
No question.
And for that reason, he could get player of the year in some capacity. He should get player of the year in some capacity because he does, at the very core, he's the reason why there's single blocking everywhere else.
Hey, James, do me a favor, and we'll get to this next segment. Look up sack leaders this year. I'm just curious if anyone's tracking toward 15, 18, 19, 20, because stuff like that can play a part. It helps that a guy like Parsons has been injured this year, and obviously their team is down.
Hey, y'all, it's Chip Patterson from the Cover 3 Podcast, part of the CBS Sports Podcast Network. College football is about to enter its first ever 12-team playoff era, so join me, along with Tom Fornelli, Danny Cannell, and Bud Elliott, as we drop new episodes 5 times a week to close out the year. We've got reactions, bracket breakdowns, and best bets for these matchups with championship stakes. Follow and listen to the Cover 3 Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.